Yo, 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 self-care RX fam. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and self-improvement hacks that don't involve cucumber water or burning sage. Ever feel like you're swimming through life solo? Like you're the only one juggling exams, side hustles, and trying to figure out what adulting even means? Yeah, same. But guess what? It's time to ditch the isolation game because today we're dropping knowledge bombs on building a support network that's actually gonna level up your life. Forget those Insta prefix squads with pose pics and fake smiles. This is about genuine connections that lift you up, make you laugh till your sides hurt, and hold you down when things get real. Because let's be real, Gen Z needs all the support they can get in this crazy world. We're dealing with climate anxiety, FOMO, social media pressure, and trying to figure out what our purpose is before we even hit 30. So yeah, sometimes you need more than a quick scroll through TikToks for some serotonin. Now, listen up because I'm gonna give you the 5 golden rules of building a support network that doesn't feel like another chore on your never-ending to-do list. Rule number 1, be vulnerable. Yeah, I said it. Ditch the tough guy act and let people see your authentic self. The good, the bad, the awkward moments where you accidentally drop your phone in the toilet bin there. It's okay to show your human side. Remember that scene in A Perks of Being a Wallflower when Charlie finally opens up about his struggles. That vulnerability was powerful and relatable and it built a connection with everyone around him. Trust me, letting people see your true self is the first step towards building genuine connections. Rule number 2, prioritize quality over quantity. You don't need hundreds of followers or friends who ghost you after graduation. Focus on cultivating meaningful relationships with a few people who truly get you and lift you up. Think about those close-knit groups from TV shows like Stranger Things or The Office. They might be small, but they have each other's backs no matter what. Rule number 3, be present. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and actually engage in conversations. Listen attentively, ask thoughtful questions, and show genuine interest in what people have to say. Remember that time you had a deep conversation with a friend at a coffee shop and felt truly connected? That's the power of being present. Rule number 4, give back. Relationships are a two-way street. Be there for your friends when they need you, celebrate their successes, and offer support during tough times. It's like the iconic scene from Mean Girls where Katie finally stands up for her friend Janice. Sometimes, being there for someone even when it's uncomfortable can strengthen your bond in a big way. And lastly, rule number 5, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Join clubs, volunteer for causes you care about, attend events that pique your interest. You never know who you might meet. Think of those awkward first meetings in rom-coms where two strangers end up falling head over heels. Sometimes, all it takes is a little courage to step outside your comfort zone and connect with someone new. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stressing about an upcoming exam, feeling overwhelmed and alone. Suddenly, you remember that you have a group chat with some classmates who are going through the same thing. You reach out, share your anxieties, and they respond with words of encouragement, study tips, and even a funny meme to lighten the mood. That, my friends, is the magic of a supportive network. They get it. They've got your back. And they help you navigate the ups and downs of life with a little less stress and a lot more laughter. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. Build that support network, nurture those connections, and watch your life transform. Self-care RX fam, remember. Vulnerability is strength, quality over quantity, presence matters, give back, and step outside your comfort zone. Now go out there and build that squad that's gonna have you back through thick and thin. Don't forget to DM me your thoughts on this episode, tag it in a TikTok, or even stitch it with your own experience. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share the Self-Care RX podcast because we are about to change the game together. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.